The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Monday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Good morning. Joe Piscopo on the radio, 605, playing some Rush, courtesy of Mr. Gattulo, in memory of Neil Peart. He was the drummer that passed away. Man, a lot of Rush fans, right? Right, my brother Richie was a big Rush fan. You know, 67 years young. I get nervous. I like the drums. I play the drums all the time. They all die young, and I mean that with the greatest of respect. A lot of drummers pass away early. But Neil was one of the great talents of our time. Even if you're not a Rush fan, you got to appreciate it. So a lot of folks upset. He had brain cancer the last 3 years, so may he rest in peace, and our condolences go out to Rush and all the Rush fans. Hey, good morning. It's Monday, 6:06. I'm still posting, so if I'm late on Facebook, if you do follow Facebook, I'm late posting. I just wanted to say good morning to you. It is Monday. Here it is already, January 13th. All right, the Christmas is like officially over. I knew it was. I finally took the tree down and the lights down. Thank you. Is it? Do you keep it going? Because the priest yesterday, Father Tom said yesterday, I was with my mom at church yesterday, and Father Tom says, "Well, this is the last day of Christmas." I didn't know. I guess it still God, it went on till like January 12th. So sure, and the church looked beautiful and it was very, very nice. So here we are into the dark, dingy, dank days of winter. So you got us. So why you get upset, right? Are you watching the news? Are you what? I am such a news freak. Friday, I hit the wall. Remember, you know the fall winter schedule I've had? Look, we've all had. We're all going through this together. And I mean going from one to the other and traveling in Kansas City and Oakland and going back and forth all over the place, right? Florida. It's like, and then it hit me Friday. Your body, after the show Friday, I kind of went, wow. So, you know, went and got the kids, of course. I came back, and my goodness gracious, I was like wiped out. So I just sat there, and I turned the TV on, which I don't generally do anymore. I really don't. I only watch it to watch the news. And my goodness, so then I'm watching the news. Now I'm watching all the news. Now I'm watching the afternoon shows, and then I watch 6 o'clock hit, and then I watch a 6:30 hit, you know, the network news, and I'm going, and I'm watching it with interest. That's why I have this. I have the news derangement syndrome. Are you like that? We all watch. We are addicted. I'm addicted. You can't make it up, and you can't make it up with this president. There's always news every single day. But then with all the shenanigans and all the the attacks on the president, you kind of go, wow. And I'm watching one thing after another. So I just really, in a way, just absorbed it all so we could talk about it this morning. And we got a great show for you this morning. Frankie Fibro has put together a great show. Rick Klein, political director of ABC News, will join us. Very proud to tell you, Colonel Jack Jacobs. Jack, you know, he's a best-selling author, and he's a military analyst for NBC News. But I was telling my young friend in church a couple weeks ago who Colonel Jack Jacobs is. And I said, and this kid was in the military, I said, you Google Jack Jacobs, Medal of Honor recipient and true American hero, and we're proud to bring this great patriot to the airwaves. So, and Geraldo Rivera will join us. My buddy Geraldo, I've known him for so many years. You know, he's got a talk show now on WTAM in Cleveland, and he's actually living in Ohio now. I'm dying to talk to Geraldo about that, you know. And not to mention one Medal of Honor recipient on the show, but two. We have Staff Sergeant David Bellavia, decorated Iraq War veteran. You know, he was awarded the Medal of Honor by President Trump in a White House ceremony, you remember, last year. The Sergeant Bolavia is a great American, a great patriot as well. Very honored to have two Medal of Honor recipients on this program. We support the military. We support law enforcement. We support everything that's great about this great country. I'm tired of everybody tearing it down. We will stand fast and always honor those who have been honored, especially those who spent and put their lives on the line in law enforcement and in the United States military. And John Nance, best-selling author. You know Mr. Nance, professional speaker, pilot, a licensed attorney, aviation analyst for ABC News. What happened with that plane that got shut down? Was that, like Mel in Brooklyn, our buddy, said, was it intentional? I don't trust Iran for anything. And you know, did you see the protests with Iran this week, this weekend, right? They go out, it's like, and then President Trump gets more hits on Twitter by just saying, look, we're with you. Iran is an absolute mess. And it was disconcerting to see everybody, the progressive socialists, and a lot of the news media falls in that category. The progressive socialists fall into that category of just, is it fake news? They were building up Soleimani like a cult hero to the press and to everybody when he was indeed just a cold-hearted murderer. And then if you ever want, you know what I saw, what I was thinking about too, when I saw the Tunnel to Towers, that ad that they have, tunneltotowers.org, where you can give $11 a month, which is great. So I'm watching this, and you look at all the catastrophically wounded veterans that the Tunnel to Towers helps out. My buddy Frank Siller and all the good folks at the Siller family, in the name of Stephen Siller, their brother that died in 9/11. Well, look, and you look at those cat. That was Soleimani invented and came up with the concept of those armor-piercing roadside bombs. There it is, right there. And then you got the press treating this guy like he's some god, for crying out loud. You and I know better, and we're not going to let that narrative, take hold. Nor the narrative of Nancy Pelosi. You know, and I wanted to put somebody, our friend Janet on Twitter. Maybe I'll send it out. I don't know. It was so funny. She had, it was the Honeymooner sketch, and it was the Blabbermouth sketch. Remember Jackie Gleason? You're a Blabbermouth! Remember that? She instead of Ralph's mother-in-law, it was Nancy Pelosi. Except it seemed sexist to me to tweet it out. Maybe I'll tweet it out, but it was so funny. Nancy Pelosi, with glee, yesterday, on network news, I think it might have been on ABC News, she goes, yep, no matter what, Donald Trump will go down as being impeached for the rest of his life. That's it. I mean, it sounds like a jilted lover, does it not? Hey, am I right? Ah, him? Ah, let me tell you about him. I don't know. Maybe there was something going on. I don't know. She is obsessed with just getting that impeachment, that impeachment title on President Trump. When that's all she cares about. And that's so wrong. Then I started thinking, I was looking at Nancy Pelosi, 70-something, right? A career politician, became very, very rich somehow, being in the House of Representatives. And I always knew her as a nice gal. But now, who is this woman, Nancy Pelosi, that goes after the president with such a vengeance because he just won't kowtow or won't go hook, line, and sinker with the Democrats? She thought she could bully this guy. She thought she could bully President Trump as speaker. I'm telling you right now. And he said, nope, he went right at them. And it happened also with the deep state. Excuse me, you don't like deep state? Is that too conspiratorial for you? Okay, how about lifelong bureaucrats in Washington? That's why they don't like President Trump. And this ain't no pro-President Trump speech or anything like that. This is just a guy that's in there, a bull in a china shop. The way we voted, that's why we voted for him, to turn it up inside out, backwards, upside down. You know what I'm telling you? Down there. So now when he goes against the grain, Nancy Pelosi is very upset. She can't beat him. So she's going to put that, she's like a little, I don't know what other, how else to describe it, but like a jilted lover. She goes, she thought she could own President Trump. She can't. All right, let's impeach him. But the fact is, as I looked at Nancy Pelosi, stay with me on this, that's scary, that someone in that power position, just because she takes it personal, could get this president impeached. Nothing's going to happen. You know, it's just going to go away. And that will be in history, that it went to the Senate and went away. No matter what they do, if they go to trial, if they get witnesses, no matter what they do, this is going to go away. But she likes that she did that. That's scary. It's the same thing with the DOJ, what they did during the Mueller probe. What about, no one goes back to the Mueller probe. I keep talking about it because there's collateral damage. People are still waiting to go in jail. People are still have their reputations ruined from the Mueller probe. And the Democrats and the progressive socialists don't care. They're just going after more people. This is because if it happens to them, my dear, dear friend who I love, part of this family as we gather around this virtual kitchen table every morning to talk the issues of the day. If it happened to them in Washington, it could happen to you and I. And I bet you, you have a story that you could tell me. If the IRS wants to get a hold of you telling me, you know what they could do. And if they're going to do it down there to everybody in Washington, they're going to do it. They can indeed do it to us. Hey, it's Joe Piscopo in the morning. We got a lot to get into. Today, I want to acknowledge the soldiers killed in Afghanistan. The Pentagon released those names of two soldiers killed in Afghanistan this week. The Army Airborne Troops were Ian McLaughlin from Virginia and Miguel Villalone from Illinois. They were killed by a roadside bomb Saturday in the southern province of Kandahar. The Taliban claimed responsibility. You know, now my attitude as, again, a chicken hawk, because I never had the privilege to serve, I would just drop the mother of all bombs on them. That's my attitude. But you see, do we get out of there? Do we just run and get out of there? And you know what else, too, I want to talk to you about? You know, I always tell you how Tulsi Gabbard could win if they ran her. I was very disappointed in Congresswoman Gabbard. She doubled down on saying, like, blaming the president for this Iranian airline. That'd be this Ukraine airline being shot down by the Iranians. She's blaming the president. Are you kidding me? But saying, well, that's what happens when you go to war. How about blaming the Iranians? How about blaming them for attacking our embassy? You know, that was really cheesy, I thought. She and Buttigieg, you know, kind of doubled down on that. So easy to attack when you got to cut the head off the snake. And that's exactly what President Trump did. And by the way, I love that we have a president that's got some chutzpah. All right. How about that for a word? Hey, Joe on the radio, 616 right now. I'm going to go to the guys. But my goodness, I couldn't move Friday. Saturday, I get a call late Friday night. Charlie calls, Daddy, you come to my basketball game. And when you have a lot of kids like I do, you got to go. You got to go. You know, and when you got to go, you got to go. So I get up early, early. When's the game? Oh, like 8:30 in the morning, 8:50 in the morning. Why they do that on Saturdays, I have no idea. So, but I got in, got up. Got her, drove an hour away, go see my kid play basketball. God bless her, cute as ever. And give her a nice hug. I'm here for you, baby. Great. She had to go do some things. I drive all the way back, hour back. And who shows up? My big boy, Joey, shows up. I had the best time with my son. The best time with my son, Joey. You know, the older they get, they become like your pals. And so we had a great time with Joey. And we spent the whole day Saturday with my big boy. Then what does he do? He takes down daddy's tree. Takes down the tree, helps me out, throws it into the woods. So it was all about the kids all weekend long. And what is, I write little notes for myself. This is how good my son is, and this is how bad I am, because I think I'm ready for the 55 and older. I think I'm ready for the old age home, because I go out and Joey goes like this everywhere. And Frank, good morning. Frankie Five Boroughs.
Good morning,
I got to tell you. Albert, good morning, too. Remember, Al, when you came over to my house, and remember, Frankie, I gave Al all the barbecue
the apron,
stuff.
Yeah.
And the apron. I said, Al,
yeah,
you're at the grill. Cooking. Remember that grill?
Yeah.
So Joey goes out. We're out in the deck, and I'm going, and it was a beautiful day this weekend. And I go out like this. I go, and we go, and Joey, now, I don't even notice. Oh, he goes like this. I smell propane, he goes. Now, you know, out there in the boondocks, everybody has to have propane. It's awful, because you need a second mortgage. You really do to pay for the propane.
But for your grill, you could do charcoal, I guess, right?
No, you do the little cans, those little, uh-huh. What do you call those? Those containers, those propane
tanks. Right, but you have the option if you wanted to do charcoal. I know for your house, you have to do.
But that's environmentally correct, and I believe in the Green New Deal, Frank. No, I don't know. But, yeah, you can put charcoal in. But we have the propane. But I'm worried about the house, because I got the house with propane.
Sure.
That's scary, man.
Yeah.
And God forbid you light a match. God forbid you hear about those stories. But I don't smell it. And my nose is still pretty good. It was the grill that you cooked on. Yes. He goes,
so I left it on. He's been on for 5 years.
Tank don't last for that long.
You're going to blame Al. No.
Thank you.
No. Don't blame Al. It was, I had put a new tank on there.
Yeah, and you didn't tighten the cap, and so it leaked out.
So Joey smells it, and I go,
thank goodness.
You know what? Because God, you let it match around that. Didn't it? You remember? That can happen.
When's the last time you grilled?
When was the last time you were out there?
No, that's not. He didn't tighten the
I understand.
It was summertime. But you know what? I had Big Mike. I said, go replace it. We replaced it. You're right. We didn't tighten it.
If you replaced it recently,
but look at me. Look at this.
Thank
is
goodness
what,
Joey was over.
Thank God. I'm going senile. Dad, I felt like that.
Dad, I can't smell anything either.
You can. I see. He goes, Dad, I smell the propane. And I went, huh? There's no propane. Get off my lawn. No, I said, what? Like the old guy. I said, Joey. And then I went, you know what? You're right. Thank God. Thank God he can smell all. Yeah. You get the kids. That's what's great. The kids are watching out for you. So, but I was thinking about you when you came out. And then I thought somebody said, you know, we have this whole big party. My mother said, you know, that big party you want to have for to say thank you to everybody at the station for working so hard. Our bosses, Mr. Crowley, Mr. Boyce, and all the sales staff work so hard. She goes, bring them out to your house. Yeah. I go, Mom. They'll never find it.
That's you know, true. That's a good point.
You know what I mean? By the time they get out, they'll be exhausted.
Yeah.
So it's a little far, the house. So we
better. Yeah, I mean, you know, Outer Mongolia is closer. So,
you know. Hey, it's at 19 after 6 o'clock. Phone calls are coming in already at 877-970-2999. The boys are in. That's our Balance of Nature phone line. And we love having you with us. French toast has been delivered. We are locked in. We are loaded after this beautiful, beautiful weekend. But it's a little chillied out. Deb. We're back to normal now. Mm-hmm, so how you doing? Good weekend for you, Debbie Duhame?
Yeah. I went out to dinner with friends. I went salsa dancing. Oh, I had fun. Yeah, I had a good
salsa
time.
Salsa dancing. Debbie Duhame.
Yeah, well, I take the lessons still. Let's put it this way. I'm really an amateur, but I'm trying.
Who's the teacher? What's it, Fernando? What's the guy's name, really?
Manny. He's a great dancer.
Hello, Debbie. I'd give you salsa lessons. You wear a red dress. You wear a red dress and heels when you do this. I know you do.
No, I don't. Yeah, come on. It's just lessons. No. They do go out. A whole group of them do go out Saturday night dancing. I've tried to go to the actual dances.
Yeah.
It is so difficult.
It is.
The guys spin you around. They twist you. I'm dizzy. Yeah. I'm like, this is so hard.
Didn't Robert Duvall do salsa dancing? He married somebody from South America? Yeah. He said, can't do it, Sally. And he did. So, no, he did. And it's like an Olympic sport for crying out loud.
It really is. It's unbelievable. So I just did the basic steps.
Let's go salsa dancing, baby. 6:21. Debbie's dancing for you on the roads right now. AM 970. The answer. Thank you, Debbie.
Thanks, Joe. Let's take a spin out to Mountain Avenue and Bound Brook. Everything closed. This ongoing fire department activity in Bound Brook, Mountain Avenue closed right at Main Street as a result of this 7-alarm blaze on the Raritan Valley line of New Jersey Transit. They're bypassing the Bound Brook station. Over on the New Jersey Turnpike, the car lanes north at 10. It's an overturned vehicle. And let's go to the inbound GWB, upper level disabled vehicle, 15 to 20 in there. Lincoln Tunnel, that's 10. Holland about 20 to 25. Eastbound BQE getting up toward Atlantic Avenue, a collision there. Over on Broadway here in town, Broadway in the 60s, everything closed with a big broken water main to contend with. Over at the Verrazano Bridge, traffic heavy getting into Brooklyn. Again, that's all due to the problems over on that eastbound BQE up by Atlantic Avenue. Checking in on the forecast, partly cloudy today, high will reach 50 degrees. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. If you are a timeshare owner, getting out is probably a top priority. And now that annual maintenance fees are coming due, this ongoing burden and expense is at the top of your list. Thankfully, we can help. Let us do for you what we have done for thousands of others across the country. Our process is done legally, ethically, and quickly. Lone Star Transfer has a 99% success rate and an A+ rating with the Better Business Bureau. We are a family-owned business and will personally make sure your experience is a pleasant one. Don't let another day go by with maintenance fees taking your hard-earned money. Give us a call for a no-obligation consultation at 844-284-4863. That's 844-284-4863. Or online at LoneStarTransfer.com. That's LoneStarTransfer.com.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare contracts, and in the process started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. Sound crazy? The crazy thing is, this never ends. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. I guarantee if we can't cancel your timeshare contract, you'll pay nothing.
Were you lied to when buying a timeshare and want out? Get the facts about timeshare cancellation. Call Wesley now for your free information kit. 800-714-9090. 800-714-9090. 800-714-9090.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Are you? Did you sign up for the Perillo tour? Because you know what? This is the week that was. This is we're going to come right to us the 16th, January 16th. So you only got a few, three more days. So this is it. This is it. Don't delay. If you call Janice at Perillo, 800-431-1515, you could check out all the things we're doing on this Eastern Rome tour, where you go to Rome, Assisi, Florence. You know, we're going to the Tuscan countryside after we go to Rome. Pisa, Siena, Cinque Terre. I always wanted to see Cinque Terre. You'll have the best time with the Perillo tour. Steve is going with us. I'm performing in Rome on this tour. Mikey, my boy, is performing as well. We'd love for you to be with us. And then, so I said to the guys, I said to Steve and the Perillo family and to Frankie V, our very astute sales chief. You know, he's just a great guy. Put this whole thing together. I said, let's give a little more time. But they said, we need a cutoff. I said, why do you need a cutoff? Because they have to make the reservations. You want to be treated at first class. So now the folks gave me till January 16th to let those of you who procrastinate like yours truly at that still want to go on the trip. So you could say, so I don't run into you on the street. Joe, I tried to go. I couldn't go. You want to go, and this is the week. This is the week you got to go, okay? All right, 800-431-1515, 800-431-1515, Easter in Rome with Piscopo and Perillo. You just call Jan and say, I want to fly away to Italy with Joey and Steve. Or visit, please, PerilloTours.com.
Listen, AM 970, The Answer, on Alexa, tune in, iHeart, or radio.com. Did you listen to our podcasts? Hear them now on our website at am970theanswer.com.
C'è una luna mezzumara, mamma mia, mamma di dare.
Hey, good voice. Who's that? Lou Bacala. Lou Bacala Carey. Is that right? Lou Bacala Carey. Who's Lou Bacala Carey? Who was it? He was a...
I don't know.
He was a comedian. Yeah, somebody will call and tell me. Lou Bacala Carey. Back in the day. See, this is how old I am. You guys are too young. You weren't even born yet. We used to watch Ed Sullivan. And I'm like 3 or 4 years old, right? And I'm in Bloomfield.
Yeah, he was a comic.
Yeah, right. Lou Bacala Carey called. So we would go and we would watch all the comics on a show called Ed Sullivan. Ed Sullivan was like the big variety show for 20 years. He was a writer for what? The Daily News, one of the newspapers in New York. And then he had no on-air presence, but he was the guy. That's where the Beatles went on. Look, I'm explaining to you if you're old. The boomers know, and the greatest generation know, but the sometimes the children and the grandchildren don't know who Ed Sullivan was. And I would say, as a child, if I'm 6 years old, we were Belleville, and then we went to Bloomfield, New Jersey, right? And I'm watching this black and white television, and all these funny guys would pop up, and like Lou Bacala Carey, and I would hear, and the Italians were like the minority back then. So all the Italian comedians came in. Now, they were all racist jokes they would say about the Italians, but there where they were. Pat Cooper started coming up, and we knew he was Italian. Pasquale Caputo, his name, right? And you would watch all these guys come up and do these performance bits on the Ed Sullivan Show. I think that was my biggest influence, Frankie. They would say, one influence, I never forget, just because they were Guy Marks, a guy from Philadelphia. He was, I don't know if that's his real name. He was probably Italian, too. And he would do these little performance bits. Frank Gorshin would do these performance bits with these impressionists back in the day like that.
A lot of the clips on YouTube are still just as funny today, you know, as they were decades ago.
And Rodney went on. Rodney Dangerfield was on Ed Sullivan, which I didn't know. And Jackie Mason, you know, the infamous Jackie Mason. But I remember he said, we were at the Gracie Mansion one with Mayor Giuliani, and he was explaining how he really didn't flip the bird to Ed Sullivan. That's what he says. Is that what he said? He really did.
I think that story has changed a number of times over the years. But I'll take Jackie at his word.
Still hysterically funny, Jackie Mason. Hey, Joe on the radio, it's 6:28, and it was just great. So then, after Joey's out, what do? And I'm driving on. It's Sunday, and I go, and I say, you know what? My mother's going to make noon mass with Joey, And I go and I surprise her at the church. I go and
that's wonderful.
How about that?
I saw the photograph on social media.
Oh, she's the best. She's
great.
The best.
She looks terrific.
Yeah, thank you. Thank grace of God. And we went. We had the best day. But I went over there and went to church. Al, just saying, Al, went to church. Praise Jesus. And right. we had a good time. And then I just came right into the city and came right downtown. And here we are, locked and loaded.
I smoked a cigar in my backyard while you were at church. I spread my ashes around. There you go. All right.
That's Al's idea of Ash Wednesday.
I was sitting.
Yesterday, yeah.
T-shirt and shorts.
Smoking a cigar
in my backyard. Of course, I had Crocs on and a pair of compression socks, so I looked like the irascible old Italian neighbor. All I needed was a Denobili and a little Anisette. I would have been perfect.
Yeah, you talk as much. Yeah. That's it. You know, it's so funny because as I look over, and we'll get into the news, and we got some great guests, thanks to Frankie.
Yeah.
I'll tell you a second. I look over, and I'm pretty meticulous when I get up in the morning. I put everything out. I've never seen Frank. You see what Al's got by his side? I look across the soundboard, and Al's right. Al's running the board. He's got a microphone there. Frankie's to my right. And I see Al's got water, his coffee cup. What do you got? He's got his balance of nature and the apple. Oh, that apple that we will hear crunchy shortly.
Right.
But it is so it's on a paper towel, meticulously placed. Have you ever seen anything that orderly?
I've been doing this for about 10 years.
I just noticed it now. Meticulous.
I mean,
beer. Three bottles of beer in the background.
Well, Samuel Adams was kind enough to send me some.
And Al was kind enough to give me one. Yeah. Thank you. But
would you like one? You're not going to drink it. I'd give it to you, but it was sitting
wine
there like
that
the light
beer. Kuglia gave him 2 months ago is still here.
He talks about drinking light beer. That light beer's been sitting in the refrigerator since he did the commercial in the early 80s.
But I'm not sure I get, Joe, what is so unusual about Al's setup over there.
It's just it's so meticulous. You and me, look at you and me. Look at my maple syrups here. This French toasting and water. It's like a bit of you and I up here compared
disheveled.
To Al, disheveled a bit. Yeah. But that means brilliant minds.
Well, I came in here this morning, Frank's mouse was over here, his coffee cup. He leaves everything. Like, I think Frank finishes the show and just
on Sunday.
Gets up on Sunday. Whatever he's doing, just leaves.
I don't know how he does it.
I'm a zombie by the time
I know.
I don't even know
you
my
clean
own
up
name
after yourself.
By the time
right.
the show
that,
ends.
That, but that, I'll tell you what, it's great that you could do it. People love it. They talk about Frankie's show and Toronto in the morning, followed by the great John Catsimatidis. That's a great block of radio, I'm telling you. But you're by yourself. Do you have an engineer come in at all?
No, it's just me. And, Mertavius comes in to call screen
Mertes?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
And,
sometimes.
Mike Porcelli from the Auto Lab comes in to watch.
He is great. Mike's great. He's always so supportive. But this is great. So now everything is tutto in order today at 6:31 with Joey on radio. And before we go, I want to just, does it bother you? The glee that Nancy Pelosi, what was that? Was it on ABC?
ABC's This Week with George Stephanopoulos. I didn't watch the interview. I just read the transcript.
I couldn't watch the whole thing.
I don't understand, and maybe when we chat with Rick Klein in a few minutes, you can ask him. I don't understand what Nancy Pelosi gained by delaying the impeachment proceedings. I don't understand what's in any way better for her or worse for the Trump people.
Forgive me.
If she wouldn't have just sent them right away. I don't really understand what she gained at all.
She's a blabbermouth. should we tweet that out? Is that okay?
It's fine with me.
It seems sexist, though, if a guy tweets it out. Because yelling at the mother-in-law in this case, the mother-in-law. But it was a woman, Janet, that tweeted it out to us. So, but it was hysterical fun. Maybe I'll tweet it out.
Yeah, there you go.
Then
give it a retweet.
Then retweet it.
Yeah.
So I could just kind of say, was it sexist? I could just deny it. Yeah, Rick Klein's going to join us momentarily. Very proud to tell you we have two Medal of Honor recipients on the show. Colonel Jack Jacobs and Staff Sergeant David Bellavia is a great guy. Geraldo's on the show this morning. John Nance as well. And you always at 877-970-2999 on the Balance of Nature phone line, 6:32 right now. Big Al standing by, meticulously, impeccably in place, all in order. The news just for yous right here on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
39 degrees, it's 6:33. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Some breaking news. Crews are on the scene of a massive water main break on the Upper West Side. Call came in just before 5 this morning at the corner of Broadway and West 62nd Street. Officials said the FDNY said units from the Department of Environmental Protection were operating in an area between West 61st Street and West 65th Street, with the NYPD on the scene helping to direct traffic around the affected area. Officials say water from the break is making its way into some buildings and transit areas. More details on this as they come in. The New Jersey State Senate and Assembly are expected to vote on a bill today that would get rid of religious exemptions as a reason not to get their children vaccinated. Some residents have already shown their displeasure as thousands turned out to protest the bill in Trenton outside the State House on Thursday. Those against it say government should not be telling residents what to do in terms of vaccinations, but advocates say eliminating the exemption protects children from the spread of diseases. The bill would still allow parents to refuse vaccinations, but they would not be able to send their children to public school. In sports, NFL playoffs, Packers over the Seahawks 28-23, while the Chiefs, they took care of the Texans 51-31. Nets over the Hawks 108-86, while the Knicks beat the Heat 124-121. Devils skate past the Lightning by the final of 3-1. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Well, good morning, Al. You mentioned that big broken water main here in town. Broadway is completely closed up in the 60s. It looks like we are seeing delays and problems on the subways because of this problem. 1, 2, and 3 service suspended 42nd Street up through 96th Street. Two trains are running on the 5 between Nevins and 149th as well. Let's see what's happening with New Jersey Transit. Raritan Valley Line skipping the Bound Brook Station. That's all due to this ongoing fire over on Mountain Avenue at Main Street in Bound Brook, so definitely avoid that area. Everything is completely closed. Garden State Parkway northbound by the Driscoll Bridge, an accident there. Eastbound BQE, solid traffic up by Atlantic Avenue with an accident just cleared out of the way. And we're still seeing some delays cross Bronx West getting right out toward the area of 3rd Avenue. Checking in on the forecast, partly cloudy today, high of 50. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by AP Book. For more than a year, the whole of Vermont was captivated by the hunt for a runaway golden retriever. Read Catching Murphy, the latest book from the Associated Press, available now exclusively at Amazon.com.
Rick Klein's coming up from ABC News. Right now, you saw Al, I told you. I told you about Al with his balance of nature. Right there, kicking off the morning. That's the first thing I do when I get up. I'm in the hotel. I take out the balance of nature the night before. Remember, I put my three fruits, balance of nature, right there. Start my day. After the show, boom, I'm going to take another three. And I, you know what I want to do, too? When you call 800, by the way, 246-8751, 800-246-8751, you get a, Frankie, you get a virtual health coach to go with you, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Not virtual. It's an actual.
So I had a great chat with our friend Anthony Pope, my dear friend, for a while. And I said, I'm taking too much stuff. You know, medication-wise, they doctor says, take this, take that, take this. One doctor says it, and then it's not good. You know who could clear this up better than anybody else? Dr. Douglas Howard. Next time he comes in, will you let me know?
Brilliant man.
I'm going to sit
absolutely
with him because he could tell you what. Remember he told us about vitamin D? Remember he said that? Where it doesn't really exist or something. He said, I'll let Dr. Howard tell you when he comes in. But there are things that you and I are taking that we don't need. That, and balance of nature is the only thing that you need. I stopped taking multiple vitamins. I stopped taking vitamins. I said, well, this guy, and then it was Sue, Dr. Howard's wife, who says, Joe, you don't need the vitamins. And I said, what about all the antioxidants in some of the, he goes, no, Joe, we have it in balance of nature. Resveratrol and everything else, it's all in balance of nature. And all I ask you, because I love you, 637 with Joey on the radio, is to try balance of nature. Because we can offer you, this is our New Year's resolution, right? We could offer you balance of nature at 35% off and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. It's a New Year's special. It ain't going to last. So please call 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. I heard John Piscopo, you could say. I want a health coach. I want to start my Balance of Nature journey with Joe and the morning team. Balance of Nature. You could check it out here, too. Balanceofnature.com. Please use the discount code THEANSWER.
Save big every week at Modell's. Visit your local store for special unadvertised deals. Shop all kinds of styles from brands you love like Nike, Adidas, Under Armour, Champion, Unipro, and much more. Are you an athlete and gearing up for the season? We've got you covered for every sport. Whether it's your first time playing or you're a seasoned veteran, Modell's is the place to go. But wait, what about professional sports? Don't worry, we've got that too. Whether you're the casual or diehard sports fan, we've got jerseys, tees, hats, and much more. You've got to go to Mo's.
Buying a home requires a lending partner who can help you navigate through the mortgage process. A Citizens Bank loan officer can help answer all your questions and help you select the products you need in a clear and personal way. So the next time you have a question about home financing, call 212-857-6668, 212-857-6668, and ask a citizen. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank N.A., NMLS number 433960, Equal Housing Lender.
What's in store this week at your local Staples?
It's time to start fresh with nice new pens and notebooks.
There's no better time than now to get organized with help from Staples.
Because right now, a 12-pack of Bic round stick ballpoint pens is $1.49.
A 4-pack of Expo dry erase markers is $3.99.
And Staples comp books are only a dollar each.
So make time to save on all your office essentials at Staples.
Where there's a whole lot more in store.
In store only ends 1/18/20. Valid on assorted SKUs while supplies last.
Hi there, I'm Valerie Smaldone. I have a show that gives you a break from politics because it's something completely different. It's a show like no other in New York, a show about theater and food, nightlife, and the city. It's called Bagels and Broadway, and it airs every Saturday morning from 9 to 10. Conversations with celebrities and producers, chefs and food innovators, and the fascinating people behind the scenes. You can listen on the radio, online, Alexa, and podcast. Bagels and Broadway with Valerie Smaldone, Saturday mornings at 9.
Thank you, Valerie. It's Piscopo on the radio at 6:39. Rick Klein's coming up momentarily. I'm proud to announce to you that my friends at Trinitas Regional Medical Center have that new center dedicated to women. So proud to tell you about this. I've known Trinitas for many, many years. My buddy Vic Richel, he got me over to all the great folks at Trinitas, and I'm proud to tell you about the Connie Dwyer Breast Cancer Foundation. They've recently opened the new Center for Excellent Breast Care, the Connie Dwyer Breast Center at Trinitas. Every woman there is treated to the latest in screening, diagnosis, and treatment, regardless of her ability to pay. There's even a breast navigator available to guide women through every aspect of their care. It's a state-of-the-art center staffed with a full complement of breast health specialists that feature the latest technology. Most importantly, it's a welcoming, safe environment, you know, for every woman who walks through the doors. I know that staff at Trinitas, we're going to be doing a remote there on March 6th. Look forward to that. And I know that their high level of caring and compassion is behind this new center, as it is for every service that Trinitas offers. Hey, if you or a loved one would like to learn more about the Connie Dwyer Breast Center at Trinitas, please call 908-994-5984, 908-994-5984, or visit, please, TrinitasRMC.org.
Take AM 970 The Answer anywhere you go with our mobile app. Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or Radio.com. Dan Proft, coming up tonight at 9 on AM 970, The Answer.
Live from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios.
Rick Klein is the political director of ABC News. This is a big shot. He's a big shot from Long Island. The kid made good. Yet he still takes the time to call in New York because of your Long Island roots, Rick. I think that's the reason you're kind enough to call us in the morning. Correct, sir?
It's because of your brilliance in the AM, Joe, purely, simply. Sorry about
that's
that.
It, man. Can't live without Piscopo in the morning. Thank you. Rick, we do appreciate okay. it, man. I don't know how you exist down there in the swamp, but you do a great job, Rick Klein. And you know, Rick, I got to tell you as an aside, too. I end up watching the ABC News at 6:30. I watch David Muir now. No disrespect to Norah O'Donnell or Lester Holt. Right, but you guys are actually being somewhat objective. This is huge for mainstream media, Mr. Klein. I'm just saying, buddy.
We do what we can. I'm very proud of the broadcast that we put on. It's a crowded environment, so it's hard to do. And there's a lot of news out there. So
you know what's great, Rick? You know what's
about every day.
It's so true. But I love that you do it quickly because I have ADD. I told you that. But what's great at the end of the newscast with David Muir, you do America Strong. I love that. You do a little. A positive piece about the country, so we appreciate that. Hey, but Rick, getting back to politics, oh, here we go. Speaker Pelosi, she's going to be sending those articles of impeachment to the United States Senate this week. Do we know for sure that will take place indeed, Rick?
Yeah, I'm told that it's definitely happening this week. The trial will start this week. The question is really whether it's going to happen Tuesday or Wednesday, and then we're off to the races on impeachment. And the Senate, of course, has set its own timeline with everything. You know, in the middle of that, Tuesday night, there's a presidential debate. So it gets kind of interesting and kind of crowded if it's a happens in the midst of that, because you have a bunch of senators who are actually also running for president. But yeah, it's all over now about the actual sending. The Speaker Pelosi was on with Peter Stephanopoulos yesterday and confirmed that she's going to bring it up to a vote to send that send those articles over in the next couple of days.
That's where I saw her. Why did she take such glee when she said to Stephanopoulos, I believe, that she said, "Oh, this president, no matter what he does, will be impeached for life." Did you see that? I thought that was a little snarky. No.
Yeah, I mean, I think she was trying to send a very strong message that I think kind of carried in a few different directions. One is that, she knows how this is going to end, but she doesn't want that. She doesn't want the president to go around saying, you know, hey, I was exonerated. The second thing is, I mean, if you also look at what she's saying that they may call more witnesses again if it comes to it. And that, by the way, that doesn't mean that there couldn't be another article of impeachment down the road. So I think she was trying to put Trump on warning. You know, don't go around saying you were exonerated, because the process does, in some sense, last forever.
Oh, my gosh. When do they move on? You know, that's what I keep thinking. When do they move on? Also, somebody said this was, I thought, was very interesting, that they're trying to make way for Joe Biden. Because looking at the presidential race and this debate this week that we're talking about, Bernie Sanders now leading in Iowa. How close is that, Rick Klein?
Well, it's a four-way jump ball, and that's pretty unusual. You have four candidates, Bernie, Biden, Warren, and Mayor Pete, who are all very much in the possible, in the possible place where they could actually win Iowa. So that's extraordinary. I mean, that just doesn't happen, that you go in 3 weeks out and say, well, there's legitimately three different people that could win this thing. I don't think anyone from Speaker Pelosi's team, though, really wants to wire it for anyone. To be honest, concern is not the 2020 years. I don't think she really cares about them. She wants the Democrats to win, obviously, but I think what she cares about is her own members, and that's who she's responsive to, and she wants to keep that majority in the House, and she wants to make sure that her members are comfortable with every step. That's been, I think, what's been behind just about everything she's done as Speaker.
Yeah, amazing, though. And New Hampshire, is Bernie leading up there? I should know this, up in New Hampshire.
It's close. I mean, look, he romped over Hillary four years ago.
Yeah.
New Hampshire. That was one of his strongest states.
Amazing.
So you use that as a sort of starting point, right? And when you go beyond that to the next phase, you say, well, if he wins Iowa, New Hampshire's looking really good for him. I think New Hampshire, though, the result there is going to depend a lot on Iowa.
Yeah.
You also have some other factors. You have other candidates. Tulsi Gabbard and Andrew Yang happen to be a lot stronger in New Hampshire than they are in Iowa. So I'd expect them to pop through, or them to be relevant and siphon some votes there. But there's just an extraordinary amount of uncertainty going into the voting process. Again, to have four legitimate candidates plus a couple others who can make some noise in some places is a really unusual circumstance.
Did Yang make this debate? Yang's not in this debate, nor is Cory Booker, correct?
That's right. Yang, Booker, Tulsi Gabbard, Mike Bloomberg.
Wow.
A lot of this debate is going to be defined by people who aren't there.
Hmm.
Again, that's just another thing that makes this a strange year, is that you have just a large number of non-entities who are overshadowing this race, and that are there by not being there. And I don't know how to calculate for that, because we're not used to that. Usually you have the candidates there that have a chance of winning, and you're going to have Tom Steyer surprising a lot of people by showing up at this debate tomorrow, by qualifying, and other people who are going to make noise later in the process who aren't going to be there.
Amazing. Hey, so what do you think about those Super Bowl commercials that apparently Donald Trump and Michael Bloomberg are going to buy some time? $10 million a spot. $10 million a spot. Rick, I mean, have we gotten out of hand politically in that regard?
Well, look, if they have the money, dump it into the TV stations. As a guy that works for a TV network, I guess I can't really complain, although the money doesn't go into my pocket. But I'll tell you, if you see it down the road to that matchup of two billionaires, it tells you how all the rules as we know them are going to be off, because it's just an opportunity. Trump, because of his personal wealth, but he's not going to spend a lot of his own money. It's mostly what we're going to see from Trump is going to be the money he's raised, and he's raised just gobs of it, ungodly sums of it. And Bloomberg is one of the richest men on the planet, can spend basically whatever he wants, whenever he wants, to try to make noise. So, it's never happened before that we've seen dueling Super Bowl ads, but I guess it's the first time for everything.
I know, it's wild. I wonder if they're going to be exclusive and specific just for the Super Bowl, Rick. You know what I mean? I wonder if they're just going to be for just, they won't put an ad together, just to run a generic ad. I wonder if it's going to be specific for the Super Bowl. That would be interesting.
Yeah, you know, I'm not an ad strategist, but I think, man, if I'm going to spend that kind of money,
yep.
I want a good ad.
Yep.
I want to make it something special. Yep. You got to tune in to watch it special, right? I just have to think that, you know, you're going to want to dial it up a little bit differently there, and cut it different than other people have done it before. But what do I know? Again, it's not my money. If it was, I'd spend it on other things. But,
yeah. Well, you're a baseball guy. You rooting for anybody in football right now?
You know, I was getting into the Ravens a little bit and disappointed because they're, you know, almost local here to see them fade away. So I guess I got to get on this Titans bandwagon. It's kind of an exciting run that they've had. It's been fun to watch.
Interesting. Hey, Rick, before we let you go, this whole Iranian situation, the president, the way he went in, the way he took out Soleimani, and how was it playing in Washington? Because I know around the country, they support the president. A lot of folks we talk about think it was the right thing to do because this guy was a mass murderer. And, we revealed the names of, sadly, of those two soldiers who died in Afghanistan from roadside bombs. And that was Soleimani's expertise. But inside Washington, inside the Beltway, what are you hearing in regards to the president in Iran?
I don't think it's fair to say that anyone has mourned him. I know that there were some Republicans who were suggesting that. I really think that's an unfair critique. What we have are a number of Republicans who are saying, what exactly did we accomplish strategically here? Even if you think he's a bad guy, even if you concede that maybe there was justification for it, which, you know, we don't know that yet, what did we get done? And that, I think, is the bigger question. And so far, the president's moves has not backfired in a major way. But, you know, imagine if there were Americans on that airliner that got shot down accidentally last week. I think we'd have a different situation. So I think it's too early to tell how this is going to be viewed in the final analysis. I think a lot of senators are still asking questions about the information that came out and how it came out, and they want to make sure that everything was done, you know, very much by the book, and also in a way that could guarantee that this is actually advancing strategic interests, that it isn't making us less safe.
Yeah. Rick Klein, thank you. Appreciate it, man. All the very best. Appreciate you jumping on with us, political director of ABC News. Have a great week, Rick, and we'll talk to you soon, my friend.
Hey, you bet. Thank you.
Thank you, my friend. At 6:51 with Joe on the radio, Debbie's looking out for you on the roads on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, good morning, Joe. Major problems right now as you head to Broadway and Columbus. Everything closed in the 60s. It's this large broken water main. What a mess here as you head to Broadway and Columbus in the 60s. Everything is completely closed. As a result, 1 and 2 service suspended between 42nd Street and 96. Two trains are running on the 5 Nevins up through 149th. 3-train service is completely suspended. New Jersey Transit, 20-minute delays on all trains into and out of New York's Penn because of some ongoing Amtrak maintenance. And remember, on the Raritan Valley line of New Jersey Transit, still bypassing the Bound Brook station because of last night's terrible fire in Bound Brook. Watch for slowdowns on the Cross Island North at Hempstead Turnpike, an accident there. And on the westbound belt into Farmers Boulevard, watch out for a collision as well. Sunrise Highway eastbound at Connect Quad Ave, watch out for a multi-vehicle collision. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
If you're in any kind of pain, maybe back or neck pain, leg pain, sciatica, whatever it could be, you got some options. You know, you could go down the path of prescription drugs, and you know how dreadful and dangerous that could become. You could do ibuprofen with all the negative side effects of that, or you could take the product that I take every single day. Take a packet in the morning and a packet at night before I go to bed. It's the easy to swallow capsules made from wild caught fish oils and botanicals called Relief Factor. Pete and Seth Talbot are consistent. They've been with us for years. Thousands of our listeners have enjoyed pain relief the Relief Factor way. As always, I ask you to give it a 3-week try. Try it for 3 weeks at a cost of $19.95. If it doesn't work for you, just notify Relief Factor. You're only out $20. As I love to say, what do you have to lose? Except the pain. ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com or call 800-500-8384. 800-500-8384 for Relief Factor. I want you to join the Association of Mature American Citizens today and stop supporting liberal agendas. AMAC is the fastest growing conservative 50-plus organization in the country. AMAC fights for our faith, our values. Join AMAC for $16 a year and enjoy a growing list of benefits like car insurance, travel discounts, dental plans, and more. Throw away your other senior organization card and join now. GallagherForAMAC.com. Go to GallagherForAMAC.com or call 855-624-6229, 855-624-6229.
Hi, Saver. Walgreens here. We like the way you save. Take coffee. You know it doesn't have to cost $4 a cup, so you make your own. And copays on Medicare Part D. You save up to $5 and get 100 balance rewards points on each prescription when Walgreens is your preferred pharmacy. Save smartly on Med D. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Copay savings on Tier 1 generic drugs available through select plans that include Walgreens as a preferred pharmacy. Points cannot be earned in Arkansas, New Jersey, or New York. Complete details at walgreens.com/balance.
It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
Clouds will limit sunshine today. It'll be much cooler than yesterday with a high of 48. Partly to mostly cloudy tonight with a low of 40 in Midtown, but 29 to 33 in some of the colder northern and western suburbs. Mostly cloudy tomorrow with a passing shower in the afternoon, high 48. Wednesday, partly to mostly sunny and pleasant, high 54. AM 970, The Answer.
Good morning, Joe, on the radio. Thank you, Joe Lumberg, 654. I want to tell you about MyPillow. MyPillow, you know, Mike Lindell has this great deal for you if you go to MyPillow.com. All right, you just check on the radio listener specials, and you will get incredible discounts on MyPillow mattress, toppers, bed sheets, so much more. Mike is offering a first-time buy one, get one free today on Giza Sheets. You got to get the Giza Sheets. And now you can buy one, get one free. Are you kidding me? You got, and MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and that 60-day money-back guarantee. You have nothing to lose. So go to MyPillow.com, please. Click on the radio listener specials, please, for the buy one, get one free offer on Giza Sheets. You can enter the promo code AM970. Call 800-651-0798, 800-651-0798. Or go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener specials, 800-651-0798. Promo code AM970.
Eric Metaxas, the show about everything. Tonight at 11 on AM 970, The Answer.
This portion of Piscopo in the Morning brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Stores.
And I held firm to what I felt was right, like a rock.
Mr. Seeger with Piscopo on the radio, 655 on AM 970, The Answer. Great group, great group. To this day, top of his game right now, Bob Seger. Hey, Joe on the radio, Frankie Five Boroughs is here, Albert is here. We have such a great show with Colonel Jack Jacobs is going to join us. Geraldo's going to jump on. I was just watching him over the weekend, said, it's time for Geraldo to join us on the air. And you know what? And Sergeant David Bolavia, does he say, I say Bolavia, I would say Italian-wise, and he may like Bolavia, but he likes Bolavia, right?
You know, I don't remember what we settled on last time he was here.
And he said, whatever you want to call me.
Yeah, Charlie. I think so.
So I like a Bolavia, makes it sound more Italian. I like that. Metal, he decorated Iraq war veteran. And I want to talk to Colonel Jacobs. I want to talk to Sergeant Bolavia about what's going on in Iran and how do we deal with that, indeed. So, and you know what? They know best. They know best. A great chat with Congressman Lee Zeldin last week, and we'll be talking to two Medal of Honor recipients right here this morning. Very proud to tell you that. John Nance as well. He is the aviation analyst for ABC News. And we're going to talk what happened with that. Iran shot down the plane. I don't trust Iran. It wasn't intentional. Did they not know? I mean, they're in the middle of a firing missiles, and they still kept the airport open. I mean, is that a little suspect to you? Please. And also, on the president's behalf, if the president does not, like Frank just said off mic, if the president doesn't take out Soleimani, doesn't take him out, and something happens, not to mention that a contractor was killed, not to mention that the embassy was attacked, but if something happens, then what does he look like then? Oh my gosh, better safe, sorry. And people use the analogy, and it's so true. Remember when Bill Clinton tried to take out Osama bin Laden? Remember he tried to take him out and he missed it. He missed him. That just never happened. So look what happened after that. If they took down bin Laden, 9/11 probably would not have occurred. You know, so better safe than sorry.
So the president saw that he had a split-second decision. Intel came to him. You could take this guy out. He took the guy out. Oh, my gosh. All heck breaks loose down there in Washington. You know, but I think we're the better for it. Joe Piscopo on the radio. Jack Jacobs will join us next hour. And you always at 877-970-2999. That's on the Balance of Nature phone lines. We had a beautiful weekend. It's going to be cold today. We're back to the cold, but not so bad. Not so bad. Walking down Wall Street, coming up to be before this microphone this morning. I must admit, it was a little chilly, and hopefully you had a nice warm weekend. So let's get into this week. You know, we got this. This is our time. We ain't going down. Give us a call. Let us know what you're feeling at 877-970-2999. Radio Piscopo, live from the greatest city in the world.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
38 degrees at 6:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news. First, here's what's going on. New Yorkers are stepping up to send supplies and relief to Puerto Rico after a series of devastating earthquakes have hit the island. Items needed include water, toiletries, summer clothes, canned foods. Since Tuesday's 6.4 earthquake, there have been numerous aftershocks. Hundreds of homes have been destroyed. Reported 3,000 people living in shelters. Widespread power outages are also causing difficult conditions on the island. Police investigating after a man was stabbed during a fight in Linden. Cops say the 18-year-old male victim knifed last night during an altercation near West Gibbon Street and Northwood Avenue. Victim brought to Newark University Hospital, where he's being treated for serious injuries. Anyone with related information urged to contact department detectives with details. In sports, Packers over the Seahawks, Chiefs took care of the Texans, Nets beat the Hawks, Knicks over the Heat.